This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Afreilachen Shvua Shechal by Purim. So we have a Gemara on Daf Tzadihe, where the Gemara makes a astounding Kavachaymer. The Gemara quotes a pasuk, V'shachav ish oisa, that only when a woman commits adultery does she become asur to her husband. However, when you live with her sister, she does not become asur to you. When you live with your wife's sister, your wife does not become asur to you, even though when you're, because we darshan, only when your wife lives with a stranger does she become asur to you. But when you live with her sister, she doesn't become asur to you. Says Gemara, why would I have thought she does become asur to you? Says the Gemara, because I would have thought to make the following kavachomer. That madach, when a woman commits adultery, which is an iser kal, she becomes usher to the husband. When you live with her sister, which is an iser chamor, why is it an iser chamor? Because there's no way to get it off. Isreish asish, there's a way to get it off. You could give her a get. But the iser achasisha, there's no way to get it off. Certainly, your wife should become usher to you. Kamash malan, no, oisa, only adultery asers her, now when you live with her sister. Comes the chazoinish, and the chazoinish asks, apela atzuma ad ma'oid ma'oid ma'oid. You have it on the sheet. He says, what's the reason why when a woman commits adultery, she's asered to her husband? It's a knas. We penalize her that she violated the marriage, she's prohibited to the husband. She was unfaithful to the husband. So because of that penalty, because why does she come asur to the husband? She didn't. The husband didn't do anything wrong. She didn't do anything wrong to the husband. The answer is because it's a penalty. So then how is that shayach if you live with her sister? There's a special knas that when a woman commits adultery, she's asur to her husband. So why? In what way would that apply when a person lives with her sister? Chazanir says, itayma da asur atayra soita. If the reason why the Torah asers a soita, mishum knas ha-Torah, because the Torah penalizes you, or for a different reason, oy mishum shenitma atachtov, because she had relations under him, so therefore ein kavod balaba. It's not an honor for her husband to remain with her. Then lo shach lemelav shetayaser shchivas achoisa. It's not shach to learn out that the living with her sister should aser her. Elanira, but it would seem, says a Chazonish. Chazonish says a wondrous svara. Chazonish says, what's the reason for Isser Saita? Why, when a woman lives with another man, she lives with Stam, a stranger, why does she become usher to her husband? What's the svara behind that? She's married, she's happily married to the husband. Why should she become usher to the husband? Because she lives with another man. So Chazonish says a very subtle, delicate svara. He says that the Torah does not want a degree of mingling to that extent that's so recognizable, where she's moving freely between two men. She's going to live with Reuven and then go back to live with her husband Shimon. First she was living with Shimon, then she goes, she's mazana with Reuven, then she's going to go back to Shimon. That's mamish zima. To freely move back and forth between two men, that back and forth is so abominable that that's what creates the iser to her husband. It's, so to speak, it is madgish, it emphasizes the lack of guarding the kedusha because of the free movement between these two men. That very same svara applies when you live with your wife's sister. Think about it. You're living with this woman, then you go live with her sister, then you're going to go back to your wife. That also, that type of free movement between an additional party, that is abominable to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're talking about over here. That's what we're speaking about. That's the svara of the Chazonish, that the same kind of improper movement between two men That pronounced type of zima is also pronounced when it's, let's say, if a person lives with their wife and her sister, or the Gemara applies it to a wife and a mother-in-law. In other words, if somebody lives with their wife, then goes lives with the mother-in-law, then perhaps the wife becomes usher to them, right? The Gemara brought right? So the concept is that it's very similar. Living with your wife's sister, living with your mother-in-law is similar to living with two men. So we have over here that Elanira de Isser Saitahu Mishum Sharachka Torah, the Torah distance, Sheteo Isha Mishameshes Ishus Leze Ulizulasai, that it's the Torah distance that a person, a woman, should be having relations with husband and someone else. Therefore, when she goes and she's mezanavi chazer slabam, she goes back to her husband. The zanus is more recognizable, and the exchange in one woman is more recognizable. Therefore, the Torah prohibits her to go back to the husband achar haznos. Similarly, there is a place to aser. Kishaba al chamoisai. If you live with your mother-in-law, your wife's sister, la shavel ishtoi, again, diminkar hishtamshus ish echad b'shtei achaya. So then, it becomes pronounced that one man is living with two women, or either two sisters, or a woman and a daughter. The same way, for a married woman to have a husband and to have a bayo and go back to the husband, it becomes pronounced, the znus, that two men are using one woman. Likewise, it becomes pronounced that by a woman and her sister, a woman and her mother, that two women are using one man. That's the parallel the Chazoinir says. It's actually a pretty brilliant discovery, right? The same way it's metuav for one woman to be between a husband and a different man, it's mitua for one man to be between two women. That's a chazoinish. The chazoinish then asks the biggest bomb he ever heard, and he doesn't answer it. Chazoinish quotes the famous Marik, and I have these booklet of chidushim, so I called the mechaber a few minutes ago. He wanted to answer this question, and he told me something about this Marik. His name is I'll tell you his name. So I want to say B'Shem Amrai. His name is Azriel Katz. Okay, Rabbi Azriel Katz. He cited this question of the Marik. And the Marik offers the following chiddush. The Marik wants to know, what's the halacha if a woman is a mezana, a married woman, lives with a man, she thought it was her husband, turned out to be another guy. Is she usher to her husband? No. No, if she lives b'shoigeg with someone, she's not usher to her husband. That's why if two edim say that the husband died, she's not usher to the husband. What if she knew it wasn't her husband, but she thought the Torah allows it? She went to a certain school in Manhattan, and they never told her that, they told her it was okay. Let's say she thought it was mutter. Is she, right, she was mezana, because that's what her rabbi told her. And turns out, she came to a normal shul, and she found out that adultery is not allowed. Is she usher to the husband? Yes! Why? But she thought it was mutter. Why is she different than shoigeg? The answer is because the din of soita is not a religious din. It's a din of loyalty to the husband. So even if she thought the Torah allows it, she was still unfaithful to her husband. And therefore, if you're unfaithful to your husband, there is a poison that is now between you and your husband. You can't live with your husband. Says Marik, where do we learn this from? Esther was allowed to live with Achashverosh. Why? It's not Oymer Mutter. It is Oymer Mutter. Mordechai told her she has to do it. Why? To save Klal Yisrael. So that means she was allowed to be Mazana with Achashverosh. She's allowed to be Mazana with Achashverosh. So then why is she also to Mordechai? If she's allowed to do it, why is she also to the husband? Because by Soita it doesn't say Umo'al Omal Bashem. It says Umo'al Mal Be'isha. She was treacherous to her husband, not treacherous to God. So you're right, Esther's allowed to live with that Behema Gasa. She had a heter. The Sanhedrin gave her a license. Aber Lamaisa, she's not being faithful to Mordechai. Says Marik, from the din of V'chasher Avadati Avadati, we learn out that the din of Soita is not a religious din, it is a rule in loyalty. And therefore, Ba'oimer Mutter, if a woman thinks it is permitted to commit adultery, she is still usher to the husband. Therefore, the Chazoinish asks, Miyud Tzorchi and Ladas Maharik, Da'oimeres Mutter Vizinsa Asur Labala. Because it doesn't say, Mo'alam Bashem, Ela Bi'isha, and we pask in this way. Then how could you learn out, that if a woman commits adultery, she is usher to her husband, then certainly if you live with her sister, you're usher to her, you're usher to your wife. It's apples and oranges. The reason why if a woman commits adultery, she's usher to her husband is not because of it's an arayas. She's usher to her husband because of a lack of loyalty. How does that apply when you live with your wife's sister, which is just an inyan of arayos? In other words, according to the Marik, that the din of soita is not a religious din, it's not a din of arayos, it's a din of unfaithfulness. How in the world can you make a kavachomer to achas isha? That's the bumba of the Chazoinish. What's psha in the Gemara? Yavamas Tzadikei is making a kavachomer from a soita. Soita is not a din in arayos, it's a din of ma'ala ma'al b'isha, not a ma'ala ma'al b'ashem. So Rav Azriel Katz, he wants to offer the following chiddush. There's a tshuva in Rav Moshe Negris Moshe in Eben Ezer Schelek Dalid Simen Mem Dalid. You ready for this case? A guy told his wife, you know, we need to be more transparent over here. I have a very good friend. I would like you to be mezana with him. Don't say this at home, okay? This is not, if you want a Dvar Torah for the Shabbos table, that's Friday's year. But that's the case. Not this year. A guy says to his wife, you know, I think we should just be open with each other. I would like to introduce you to a friend of mine. Please be mezana with him. Is she then usher to her husband? If the din of the Marik is the reason why a woman is usher to her husband is because she's being unfaithful to her husband by living with another guy, but what if the guy's Meichel, so she's not being unfaithful? So then she should be mutter to the husband. That's the tshuva Ramosha. So I would have said, just because the husband is a meshugana, she's still being unfaithful to him. There's no mechila. You can't be moichel unfaithfulness. You can moichel insult. You can't be moichel unfaithfulness. But that's a shaila that Rav Moshe brings. And Rav Moshe says a chiddush noira. Says Rav Moshe, there are two isurei saita. One isur is that in a situation where, let's say she is a shoigeg, and she didn't know that this is not her husband, so she's not unfaithful to the husband, and she's not unfaithful to God. And in a situation where she thinks Arayos is mutter, she's still usher to the husband, because she's unfaithful to the husband. But if she bemazed lives with someone, and the husband is Michael, then she's not usher to the husband because she was unfaithful to him, because he's Michael. But she's asur mi dinei arayos. There's a din of soita, that a soita is asur to her husband, because it's a din arayos, that when you live with a bayal and you're a married woman, you become asur to the baal. Memela, the kavachoymer of the Gemara, is very good. Because in a situation where you live with a woman, bemazed, where a woman commits adultery, bemazed, then granted the Isser Labal of unfaithfulness cannot be learnt out from by Achais Isha, but there's another Isser to the Baal, and that is the Isser Arayos, when you live with a woman, bemazed. Now, I'm not understanding this, because then in the case of Mordechai, it should have been Mutter. Because it was Mutter for Esther to do it, right? She had a Heter to do it, to save Klal Yisrael. And why wasn't Mordechai Moichel? Mordechai should have said, I'm Moichel you, so you could come back to me, according to Rav Moshe. I mean, that would be a question on Rav Moshe. But anyway, that would be an answer to the Chazon Ish's Kasha. Chazon Ish asks that according to the Ma'arik, that the Isser Soita is not a religious Isser, but rather it's an Isser of unfaithfulness to the Baal. So then how do you learn out from Soita to Achaz Isha? So Rav Moshe's Mechadesh, that even in a situation where there's no Mo'ala Baal, there's also an Isser Arayas by Soita, and we can learn out from there. Okay, Rabbi, so that's what I got for you today. We had a little Ion, a little Megillas Esther. And this week, one Dafashua will be Tuesday night. About Monday night, I'm not available this week. So we're going to have to figure out how to do it. It might have to be later in the week. Okay, I'll try to keep you posted. Bracha v'atzlacha. Have a good day. Anyone have any comments?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.